to Dish Nation. Hey.
Okay, y'all know we love to debate on Dish Nation, so the whole episode will be Dish Debates. Dish Debates. Dish Debates. Dish Debates.
Dish Debates.
Debate. 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 Yes. So that means, honey, I get to play devil's advocate for the whole show.
Oh, Lord. That's right, Gary. And Tanner Thomason is going to join us later in the show, but it's time to get it started. HK, what you got first?
Okay, so we're going to kick it off with Will Smith. Now, he revealed that when he was 16 years old, his mom caught him hooking up with his girlfriend in the kitchen.
What?
He went on to say, she flipped the light switch and she caught us deep in the throes of reckless lovemaking.
No. Oh, my gosh, no.
It gives a whole new meaning to that song he had, Switch. Let's debate. Is it ever okay to have sex in the kitchen? I'm for it.
If it's your own damn house.
Nunca.
No, it's not okay,
honey. I am making my baked chicken and cauliflower casserole on that counter that y'all grinding on. No, sir.
I think it's nasty. Pubic hair flying everywhere and stuff.
Well,
you don't want that in your food.
Most people don't have
pubic
hair. Yeah, Gary.
What?
Yeah, really, yeah, Gary. But that's my countertop, y'all. Like, you bending over in places where I put my spoons and I put my pots and my pans. Y'all creating fire when it's only supposed to be the stove.
But here's the thing. But the thing that makes it exotic and sexy is the fact that it's wrong. It's not supposed to be happening there. It's taboo. So it makes it interesting.
And it's a good place where women can eat, but there are spoons and stuff, so, but.
But here's the thing, it's wrong, HK, for you, but yeah, chances are, when you and your girl finish, you're not gonna clean up. So I'm coming there thinking, I done cleaned up my counters, I'm making pancakes, I'm making, wonder why it tastes more spicy than what I usually make it like.
Sherry!
Yes, Brad, exactly. That's why you don't do it in
the kitchen. We're gonna wipe up now, it's like, whoa, this ain't pancake batter,
I don't want no more pancakes.
I don't know when the last time it was that y'all done had sex in the kitchen, but them countertops are hard. Doing them different positions, I tried it. Marble is not good for the knees.
No, Sherry, leaning over the sink, washing dishes, and your friend is, coming from behind, I mean, that's...
Okay, well...
And Sherry, you supposed to hold on to the oven stove handle.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay,
And that's where
it's
hot.
I got a big counter kitchen in my big center aisle, so I tried to use the center aisle. That marble, first of all, it's not good for the knees, and you can slide off.
Yeah, I can't.
Falling on the ground is not sexy.
I can't be uncomfortable.
Okay, y'all, check this out, honey. Apparently, even superstars like to get a good deal. Now, Miss Lady Gaga once tweeted, "Why do people look at me like, honey, I'm crazy when I'm using my coupons at the grocery store or try bargaining, honey, at retail?" She said, "Honey, I'm from New York, honey. Where's the sale rack?"
Okay.
And I agree with her. So, Sherry, darling, honey, now I'm going to start with you. Is it okay for stars to use coupons and look for bargains?
Okay, here is the deal. Now y'all taking up space for people who really need the bargain. When you become a star, we expect you to be going over to Givenchy and Gucci and all of the other places.
What?
Now you still trying to taking up time, you taking the clothes that somebody else supposed to be getting on a bargain.
Hey, no, you rich, Sherry, you are so wrong, honey. A sale is a sale for any and everybody walks through that door and that is spending their coin. You don't step to the side and let the poorer people get the sale. You want the damn sale too.
And this is a Christian Louboutin.
You might be poor one day, too, you got to prepare for forever. So, you got to act like you broke even when you got money.
Everything ain't that Givenchy. Gary would hit the consignment shop.
Is that what I was just going to say? That's where this damn sweater come from. You crazy?
Well, then this is what I say. If y'all want to go over there and shop and get the sales, then turn around and explain to people why it's taking so long for you to find your coupon. Tell them you're trying to live like you broke. Tell them and see how well that fly.
You ain't got to tell them
nothing.
And then that's when they get mad.
You ain't got to tell them nothing.
That's why they get mad.
It don't matter about them getting mad. All money is the same color. Nah. Okay? And I want my sales, too.
They didn't sell for the poor.
Okay.
And this is for the rich. They
said
sale.
No, sir.
Okay. No, sir. And I'm there early to get to the sale first.
Goodbye. You looking in your doggone designer purse for the daggone coupon that's going to save you money. And you taking up all that time.
I got that designer purse because, bitch, I know I shop a sale.
That's right. No,
gone with all of that to the rich people store.
No. No.
I wish the hell I would.
Okay. Now that's a debate for your ass.
Okay.
All right, guys. Angelina Jolie does not like to look at herself. Well, let me explain. During a recent interview, when she asked does she watch her own films, Angelina said, "No, there's quite a few films of mine I've actually never seen because I like the process. I usually see it and I get frustrated because I thought it was going to be something else. So I am a terrible critic." Now, that is surprising, y'all. Do y'all hate or like watching yourselves in movies or TV?
It took me a while to start watching Dish Nation because you're going to be your worst critic.
You mm-hmm. are.
You're going to be your, you damn, are. I should have said this. Look how I look.
Every time it I watch is. It, I find 10 things wrong.
Yeah, like anytime I do a movie, I'll watch my scene like once and then never watch it
never again.
Because I don't know, I'm still creeped out by it.
I'm with you, HK. It's like nails on a chalkboard. But I will tell you, I watch Dish every night because it makes me laugh. Like, I literally watching y'all, I laugh so hard. And y'all know I will send y'all little clips of things that y'all did that make me laugh.
Now, if I did more sex scenes, I would like that more. But otherwise, I don't.
No.
You got to shoot those yourself, homie.
I know, it's sad.
You don't. You see yourself on TV and then they got HD TV. You be like, oh, look at my wig. Oh, God. Yeah. Look at my double chin.
Ooh, yes.
Oh,
look at. This is horrible.
Yo, the HD and 4K TV game has ruined everything.
It has.
You'd be like, whoa, why?
Everything.
How come nobody told me there was a piece of lint on my hat
right.
or my shirt?
Is that a booger in my nose?
Like, thank you, Brett.
It's horrible.
I look up my nose on Dish, and I'm like, how far up my nose can I see?
Right.
Well, moving on, some of you might consider this just a bit strange, but Kylie Jenner's best friend, Stacey, called out YouTuber Tanya Minogue for having a picture of her baby Stormy as her phone screensaver. Okay. So the picture of Tanya's screensaver was taken at a party, which was posted on social media and has gone viral. So Stacey commented on the post, weird, and Kylie's other close friend, Victoria, agreed, replying, very. All right, y'all, so what do you think? Is it creepy to have somebody else's baby as your background on the phone?
Yeah. If I see another person's baby on someone else's phone, I'm calling the police.
No, it's not creepy. And when we buy picture frames, they have other picture babies' pictures in the picture frame. So that's, you know,
but that's, I guess I understand both sides because Stormy is such a beautiful baby. Like,
yes.
I love looking at pictures of all of the Kardashian kids. But when you actually see somebody with your child on as their screensaver, it's a little creepy. It's a little too close for comfort.
I would feel a little weirded out because especially like celebrity kids, I mean, they're kind of kidnappable. And when you see somebody like kind of obsessing over your child, I don't know, I find it to be weird. Even when celebrities give their kids Instagram pages as babies, I don't even like those posts. And I don't follow the people because it's just weird to me.
Yeah, because I'm always thinking there's some weirdos out there who obsess about your kids. So the fact, I don't know that this girl is not one of those weirdos. So that's why, even though she put Stormy out there, and it is a public picture and public domain, it's just weird to see your child, not you, but your child as somebody else's screensaver.
Yeah, especially if you don't know the parent.
If you don't know the person.
I guess,
I would be weirded out if I saw Jeffrey's. Well, no, because if it was a 16-year-old girl, she was carrying around Jeffrey, he'd be so damn happy as a screensaver. I would be weirded out.
All right, y'all, coming up, we have a Dish debate that might leave you thirsty for a while. We'll get into it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, guys, it is time for more Dish Debate.
Dish Debate.
Dish Debate. Dish Debate.
Okay.
Dish Debate.
So you guys, you might remember how Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jane was blasted on social media by fans after posting a topless photo to her IG. Okay, y'all remember that picture?
Quite good,
I must say. Well, apparently people felt that due to her legal issues, Erica Jane should not have been posting any thirst traps. One fan wrote, "Stop it, Erica. You seriously have no empathy." Another fan said, "Classic case of disassociation. Get quiet and find your soul." So what do you think, y'all? Should you stop with the thirst trap?
Is she supposed to go dress like a nun, or is she supposed to live her life?
That's a hard one.
What should she do?
Her husband is accused of swindling a lot of people out of millions of dollars, Brad, and they're like, you know, they don't have any kind of quality of life. These were people who are, there's one guy, he's in a wheelchair. So it's kind of like being out of touch or tone deaf with what's going on. That's the problem.
But she would be a fool not to take those pictures, those thirst trapping pictures. You don't know who the judge is. The judge might see that, honey, and might like her hell. Be a fool. I'm taking some more, honey, for the judge, and maybe we could get off the cash.
You right, better Gary? Try to make
if she ends up getting
money,
locked
honey.
Up over this stuff, you won't be able to post this kind of content from behind bars, so you got to get it off now.
You better make you some money while you can.
Here, thank y'all, is you. Y'all know it's something called the court of public opinion. So, like, I think people would have really been on her side if she posted pictures of doing charity work with folks and doing stuff for the community. I would have liked to see her naked with an apron on serving turkeys.
I think she should do both.
You know,
do both.
Do a compromise.
Yeah. Guilty of being hot. All right, so moving on. Remember the movie Cruel Intentions with Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the film, they had this racy sex scene, and a reporter asked Ryan, now that his kids are grown now, how does he feel about them watching the movie? And he said it would probably creep them out. And I totally get it.
I mean, does anybody want to see their parents having sex? I mean, really?
No.
No.
No, who wants... That's not sexy. It would totally put you in therapy because you do. You realize, I'm doing the same thing my mama did. We both hoes. Like, that would be...
Especially if your parents aren't already... Like, ain't together anymore. Yeah. Like, it would be weird to watch it as a kid. I remember, like, my dad and my mom hooked up, and this is, like 20 years after they stopped fooling with each other.
And it still made
you
feel
funny. I walked into my apartment. It was like, I felt sex dust in
HK.
Weird, like
that is so true. My mother, when my father was visiting me, and like my mother visited at the same time, they went in the room, and then she came out. She was like, "Yeah, just like it always was." And I was like, "Oh, don't say
like
that."
Boomerang with the mushroom belt when they came out of the room.
Now, Brat, if you did a movie that had a sex scene in it, would you, by all means necessary, stop your parents or like even your dogs from watching?
Absolutely, absolutely. I would not want them to see. I wouldn't want to see it. Shut up, Sherry.
I would. You know, it's such a trip, though, when you talk about your dogs, though, Brad, because your animals could sit there and watch you have sex all day, every day. And that's weird.
They're trying to help out sometimes.
Got it.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, we have a dish debate that will make you think twice before proposing to your love, honey. We'll explain more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome, Bizak, guys. Well, let's keep these dish debates going on and on. So Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have been going strong for 15 years now, and in Hollywood, that's equivalent to 100 years. Ooh, so Nicole stopped by the Tonight Show, and Jimmy asked Nicole, how did Keith sweep her off of her feet, darling? Take a look.
He sat on the stoop of my New York apartment. I came out 5 a.m. in the morning, and it was my birthday, and he had flowers. And that was it.
That's what
I was a goner.
Well, 5 a.m. is a bit early. Do you think he told her to look cute, or did she have on some PJs and some rollers in her hair?
She probably came through with the PJs and the rollers,
I don't think Nicole Kidman could do anything to look bad, a roller or not. Yeah. She could have on
a bonnet.
A bonnet. Oh. It don't matter.
Not a bonnet, girl.
No, Brad, at 5 a.m., you know you, at 5 a.m. when you wake up, you do that thing where you wipe the sides of your mouth because you don't know if you've been slobbing at 5 in the morning.
If Lenny was there, that would have really been something to see, honey.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of that, maybe he did do something and let her know, because it would have kind of been disrespectful to just show up.
But also, it was smart on his part because, like, you'll tell anybody yes to anything as long as they let you go back to bed. It's 5 a.m. Leave me alone. You want to get married?
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
And I love them together. They still going strong.
They starting to look like each other.
Okay. In Hollywood for real.
They going to the same doctor.
Okay, moving on. Ashley Tisdale posted a TikTok showing a fan jamming to her He Said, She Said song from back in the day. You remember that one?
Yeah.
Well, the fan realized that the lyrics were a little different from what she remembered, and that's because Disney, the House of Mouse, made Ashley change the lyrics for the High School Musical tour. Okay, take a look. Baby, I can see us touching like that. Baby, I can see us kissing like that.
Face because she was used to the lyrics kissing like that.
Right.
And then when she heard dancing like that, her face dropped. Like, what the heck?
I mean,
just
between
happened.
Disney and Kids Bop, they be mangling these songs.
They
and
do.
Like, and just the weirdest lyrics, too. I remember, like, on that Drake song, Do You Love Me? There was a part where Bray's daddy's like, I got a new boy, and he's really rad. And I'm like, whoa.
evidently made her change Kissing Like That to Dancing Like That for, like, the whole tour thing. Now, like, do you guys, would you have been upset if your kids heard the original lyrics, or do you think they're overreacting a little bit?
When you have young kids who are just really impressionable, you don't want everything coming at them before you're ready to talk about or they're ready. So for me, Jeffrey listened to Kids Bop and Disney until he was like, that's not what they say, mama.
With the kids learning so much more than us in school right now, don't you think they know way more than we knew at their age? Like, trust
they
me.
Do. Yeah.
They doing geometry in fourth grade. Trust me, them kids out there shooting a three.
If they would have done that on the flip side, honey, with me, Carnival, I wouldn't have kissed the wrong person and liked it. So maybe they should teach the kids about kissing at a young age.
Were there songs that came out back when y'all were kids that now you look at them now and go, oh, that's what they're talking about? For me, it was Rick James, Mary Jane. Like, I didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, I remember Sherry very vividly. I remember that song, My Ding-a-Ling, when he said the monkey was playing with his song. I didn't know.
What did you think he was talking about at that age?
What did you think he was saying, Gary?
Wow. Well, Chuck Berry, what do you think Chuck Berry was talking about?
Well, I didn't know, Tanner. I didn't know.
Mine was I Got Hoes.
A song about farming, right?
Agricultural.
Coming up, we have a dish debate that involves crying for likes. Crazy, right? You don't want to miss it, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. We have one more dish debate today. So there is a meme floating around that is causing everyone to pose a very intriguing question. And of course, we wouldn't be us if we didn't have an answer. So here we go. At I Am Carefree says, crying, then recording yourself crying, then watching yourself on the video crying, and then posting it. It is wild. All right, y'all. Is it ever okay to record yourself crying, then post it to social media?
Only if you're trying to get a part in a movie like The Crying Game 2 or something like that. Like, you know, like, there's right. no reason okay. to post yourself crying and record it and watch it back. But, oh, that was a good cry.
I did that. I'm guilty of that.
You did it?
Yeah. Oh, y'all said that in unison. Yeah, it was so cute.
You were so shocked.
What did you do?
My baby surprised me and bought me a Bentley Bentayga. I sat in the car and I cried and I put my phone on myself because I was like, damn, bitch, you ugly. But you just got a Bentley. She loves you. Oh, my God, bitch. Somebody bought you a Bentley for your birthday. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And I wanted to watch it back and I posted it.
But that's different because that wasn't a premeditated cry.
I wanted the world to know how I felt. You know what I'm saying? Because I had never felt like that. So I wanted to share that. Yeah.
That's also a celebration.
Yeah. Yes, and that's tears of joy. That's inspirational. Yeah. So I think you had a reason.
I mean, some people say that it's good to cry during sex and play, watch it and play yourself back.
Okay, what? Then you're not being present.
Nobody is saying that, Gary.
What kind of role play S&M are you into, bro?
I never heard of that. Yes, I mean, you cry during sex and you tape it and then you play it back. And it's a good feeling.
No, that's just lazy talk. You're making yourself a porno. You're filming yourself having sex.
Yeah, first off, Gary, I really hope that everybody involved in that is aware that you have a camera out. That's
Gary.
Care Kelly. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.